What else? Only the Good Die Young. That one, oh my gosh, that one, like, no one knows that one. Also, can we talk about the fact that Billy Joel is 70 and still touring? That's kind of crazy. Like, my grandma is approaching 70 and she was just hospitalized because she, like, slipped on ice. Like, she's fine. I wouldn't make that joke if she wasn't fine. But he's going around the world and playing the piano and singing his heart out, and he's amazing. I'm also realizing that maybe someone is coming in for a show at 3 a.m. and is just late. But until then, I'm going to play this next song recommended by Ryan and hope that they don't walk into the studio with this song playing, because he told me it's really weird. I've never heard it before. But if I get judged for this by, like, the next DJ, that one's on you, Ryan. That one is not on me. Thank you very much. Here is Adventure Dog by a name that's so long that I'll have to say it at the end.
I'm an adventure dog.
That's it. That, no. Okay. As soon as the guy started howling, that's the end. I'm sorry, Ryan. I cannot support whatever this furry bait is that you're trying to put on my radio station. And by that, I mean, like, definitely someone else's show, but they, like, never show up. So I kind of figured I could just go over a little bit. Plus, we're on winter schedule, so, like, no one's really here. I hope I really don't get in trouble for this. It's also another 5-minute interval of the hour because it, like, rolls over from 55 to 05. So I want to say again, this is just DeJago, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Adventure Dog by Laurel Canyon Animal Company. And good Lord, I hope I don't have to hear the whole song ever. But knowing Ryan, he'll probably show it to me. He's a very great fellow, but I fear the day that I have to listen to the rest of that song. Anyway, I'm going to play one of the compositions that I was listening to, and while I get it loaded up, I'll talk a little bit about it. It was written by Christopher Larkin, who did the music for a game called Hollow Knight, which was an indie game, and thus meaning they had very little money to make it. They put it on Kickstarter and made like 4,000% over their goal, but that's still like $80,000, which is like not a lot to make a video game. It sounds like a lot, but it's like, it's not. And actually, I think it was 8,000. I think I put an extra decimal. Anyway, they didn't have a whole lot, right? This game comes out and it blows up. Everyone loves it. It's still some people's favorite game. Jackson on our floor, if you guys know him, you guys love him. He plays Hollow Knight like crazy. He's beaten it on 3 different consoles, and he has like 300 or 500 hours on the Switch. It's insane. It's a really good game, though, and a lot of people like it for the ambience of the background images and the art throughout and the music. And Christopher Larkin did all the music for the first game. And now they're making a sequel, and they have a ton of money from Hollow Knight. So instead of like Christopher Larkin writing these compositions and then arranging them on his computer, they're like, here, Christopher Larkin, people love the music. Here is an Australian orchestra who will just like play whatever the heck you want them to play for the game. And so this next piece is called Lace, and it's coming out in their game Silk Song. It's by Christopher Larkin, and it is like so intense. It makes me feel like I'm just like doing something super cool, no matter how mundane the task is. So we're gonna play that for you guys, and then I'll probably head out of here. I'm not sure. We'll see if there's other requests or if I want to play like Bittersweet by Pixel Terror, like just really loud and tell everyone not to listen to the station for the next 4 minutes. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, here's Lace by Christopher Larkin. It's insane. What I mean, I think that song is just crazy cool, really well done, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the soundtrack, especially for when the game comes out and I can start listening to it on Spotify whenever I want, because right now I have to like go through this kind of process to listen to it, and it's worth it, but like when it's easier I will also be very happy. Anyway, now that I've shown you that really fabulous composition, we're gonna go back to Adventure Dog, because I got called out for not playing it all the way through. And to be honest, I don't know why I stopped it. It wasn't even that bad compared to like some of the stuff that DJ Scrumptious McGee has played before, like Sports by Viagra Boys. That was a ride. I like that song still, but like, so I think we're going to figure out the rest of Adventure Dog, see what happens to him, and then I'll probably play 2 to 3 more songs depending on the amount of fatigue that I'm experiencing. Here's a text from Ryan now, and he says, boo, boo. I don't really know what that means. Oh, I think it's because they made a bet on whether I'd play it all the way through or not, and now he's going to lose. So Ryan, here I am thinking he's like, oh, I've got interesting music for you to play on your radio station, because you're playing interesting music. But instead, he's like, I wonder if I can get Diego, the kid who is always talking about, like, how weird his music is, to turn off a song, right? And I did. And partially because I thought someone was coming into the studio to yell at me for being up here. And then I realized that I saw them walk up the stairs back out of the building. So now that no one's yelling at me, we're going to go figure out what happens to Adventure Dogs. So stay tuned. Also, my brother is here with a tidbit saying that this is part of a collection for music or of music for dogs to listen to. So I hope Chico is listening. Adventure Dog.
I walk down alleys through tunnels, I crawl, bury my bones in the back by the wall. I watch other dogs, both big and small. I go stalking through grass, short and tall, cause I'm an adventure dog. I get to listen as people they talk. I'm watching them as I go for a walk. What have I learned? Yes, what have I found? That I'm so curious. I'm a real smart hound.
Sorry, that was my bad. I accidentally hit pause.
I'm an adventure dog.
He's an adventure dog.
I'm an adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog. Ow. I'm an adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog. I'm an adventure dog.
I forgot that I need to do another PSA now that it's transcended the hour that I started in. So, speaking of which, since this one is going to be logged in a completely different archive, I'm going to do the same exact PSA because it's really short. And also, like, everyone who's listening, like, obviously doesn't really care about what they're doing with their money because they're going here. And, like, if you go here, you're pain through the nose because it's insane. I befuddled some insurance worker when I told them how much tuition is to go here. But anyway, I'm sure it's a financially sound decision because, like, you're going to come out of here with a degree that's going to make it all back up. It's great. It's great. But anyway, if you're looking, if you're wondering how to save money for your future, you should go to feedthepig.org. That is feed as in food, the as in the most commonly used English word, and pig as in only friend, just friend this time. Pigs are friends. That was Adventure Dog. Thank you, Ryan. I especially liked the part where the dog barks and they put a delay on it so you can hear it go. That was really insane, actually. I'm pretty sure my dog would have been bopping to that the whole time. My mom sent me a cover of Don't Tell 'Em by Lord, and I would play it, but it's a YouTube video, and I don't know if there are restrictions to, like, if I can play YouTube videos on the radio or not. I don't know how that works, because, I mean, like, obviously it's open access to anyone because it's YouTube, but I don't know if I have to credit them or how that works. So I'm really sorry, Mom. If that was a suggestion, I will not play it. But I will listen to it as soon as the show is over because, like, Lord is amazing. Next, we've got another weeb song because I had to sit through Adventure Dog, so you guys get to sit through my intense Japanese music. And it's called Ryusei. It's the opening theme song for the alternative version of Sword Art Online. It was really good. I liked that show. It was like 10 episodes long. If you like anime, go watch it. Gun Gale Online, pretty cool. But I was listening to this song as I boarded my flight here back from break. And honestly, walking through an airport listening to this song just felt like really great. You know how there's like songs that when you listen to them, it just kind of feels like you're doing something cool, no matter how mundane it is. Just like I said with Lace, I have a lot of songs like that, and I love listening to them because I do so much mundane stuff. Like, I walk, and I do calculus and, like, explain how computers work to people. Like, I need some music to be there to be like, remember that what you're doing is super, super cool, because most of the time, it just isn't to most people. Yeah. Anyway, here's Ryusei. I think it's really intense and fun. Hope you guys do too.
Stop!
I think a cue that I am actually getting tired is that I'm pulling the mic toward me so that I don't have to sit all the way up to talk into it. Yeah, so I'll probably only play one or two more songs before I hit the road and potentially hit the hay, because I've got class at 9:30 tomorrow, and I said I would miss it. I do want to go because it's Calculus 3, and it's difficult, and if I miss something, I could be in huge trouble for the rest of the semester. I don't want that, because Calculus was my worst class last semester, despite maybe going for a math major. We'll see how that one goes. That was Ryusei by Eero Aoi, and it's a really good song. That was like a really generic thing to say as a DJ, huh? But you can imagine how listening to that and like just walking in a spot like early in the morning where you're like, okay, I'm on my journey back to Boston. It just feels pretty legit. It feels really cool. Next up on the list is a song called Meme Graveyard. I've been having fun tonight, so I figured I might as well just let loose. Here's a song by Bandles and Barely Alive. I went to go see both of them live, and it was really cool, really fun, really loud. Bandles is just a group that just does whatever the heck they want, and so their music is very interesting. They oftentimes fall off of the tones that you're used to, and no, I don't mean they use like microtones in an intelligent way. They just like make synthesized sounds that just aren't in tune a lot of times, just because it flows with how their song is going. And so if you listen to this type of music, you'll think it's like, wow, this is really great. And if you don't, you're gonna probably be really disgusted with some of the growls and some of the shifts in pitch and tone throughout this whole song. But it's called Meme Graveyard, and I kind of want to show it to my friends because like memes, and I'm funny. Laugh. Anyway, here is Meme Graveyard by Bandles and Barely Alive.
You don't know the way.
Do you know the way?
Yeah, Dad, I'm from that.
I'm Ethel Rig! What below the dog dog?
Rig! Rig!
Burger King foot lettuce. The last thing you want in your Burger King burger is someone's foot on the ass.
Attention, all the Fortnite gamer.
Many memes have perished at the hands of normies. What was once funny is now outwritten and demonetized. There is an unholy place, unaccessible by mortals and forbidden to all. A place where memes go to die. The Meme Graveyard.
So that was an experience. Thank you for sharing it with me. Some of my friends said that they were very much here for that song. I think it was good. When it came out, I was like, thank you, Bandles. Because the first song on the whole EP is called Rave Savers. And the first song is called Fun. And it's like, in a world where DJs take themselves way too seriously, two DJs try and just have fun or something. And so, like, the whole premise of that song is, like, they have like, vocal clips of them just, like, trying stuff in music. It's like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I like to put a limiter on this and then just bring the threshold all the way down, and it just, like, massages the heck out of this tune. And, like, they are very playful. When I went to go see them live, their show, before it started, their opening was, like, the Google voice or, like, the common YouTube video voice for I don't want to show my voice, but this is what it is. And it was, like, loading, and it had all these different things, like loading bad jokes 69%, loading over effective light displays 420%, you know, like all these like really generic things. And they just have a lot of fun being dumb, and so Meme Graveyard is a very excellent example of that. My favorite ones in there are the Leroy Jenkins, the GameCube, and The Welcome to Chili's. That one's pretty good too. A very excellent construction. If you look at the YouTube video, someone made a comment where it documents all the memes and when they happened. So if you don't know what one of them is, you can look it up. I think that must have taken a while, but that exists. Anyway, before I go, I'm going to play one more song called Bittersweet by Pixel Terror. It was the first song to come out on the Monster Cat label for this decade, and I think that's pretty cool, especially since they just started like last year or really late of 2018 maybe. So for them to get the honor of opening up into the new decade is pretty cool, and it's a really interesting song, really fun song, and really odd song. So if you didn't like the part of the song of Meme Graveyard that wasn't memes, like, if you didn't like the growls and stuff, you're probably not going to like this next song. And I don't know if I'll talk at the end of it, so if you're not here for it, don't worry. You can leave, do whatever you want. I'm kind of playing it just because I want to hear it on the speakers before I go to bed. So anyway, here is Bittersweet by Pixel Terror. Thank you so much for listening throughout the night. This has been DeJago, and I'm cutting the show off probably after the song. It's fun. I like it. I thought it was cool. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. My mom sent me a text and said DJ courtesy is to support the next aired show. And we tend to do that, except for the fact that the next aired show has never showed up past the first week. So I think it got discontinued. And also then I have no idea who's up next in the morning. So if I have to say anything, maybe check out DJ Suaver Fair. He's got some nice dance mixes toward the end of Friday, I believe it is. And oh, that's today. Wow, crazy. Look at that. That's pretty nice. I think it sounds okay. The transitions sometimes are a little sloppy, but sometimes they are like right on the money, which is important because, like, money, am I right? Capitalism. I'm going to sign off because I am rambling due to sheer exhaustion. I did it. I ran myself out and I'm really happy. Time for me to brave the cold on my way back to Houston. Let's hope the wind isn't blowing as hard as it was last week, because oh my gosh, DJ Abusali and I just got like dust busted. Like it was nuts. I could feel just like flakes of my dead skin coming off, and like it was freezing off skin and killing it as I walked. It was really, really bad. Oh my gosh, we hid behind some pillars for the wind to die, right? And then the flagpole was getting like whipped around, and we were like, you know what, the wind isn't gonna die, we just have to face it. So we sprinted as hard as we could, and I was so glad I brought my glasses, because otherwise my eyes would have been like dead. It was not fun. Let's see, do I have any other fun anecdotes to just like keep this going for a little bit longer, because like I really like being in this room, but I don't know what else to say. My mom's laughing at the fact that I said dust busted to get like blown around by the wind, but that's exactly what it felt like. Like it was insane. We were nothing compared to that wind. And I guess I'm gonna go. Let's get Rivendell queued up, and hope I don't get an email that says you're never supposed to do only half of a show, you idiot. But like, if you think about it, I did 1.5 shows, so like I'm pretty much safe from that. We'll see. What does Rivendell have in store for you guys? Start. Looks like Lose You... Nope. Going Down Gracefully by Andrea Gillis. Wow. That sounds really great. I hope you guys like that. This has been DeJago. I'm signing off. Wish me luck on my way back. And I can't wait to see you guys who stayed up listening to me on my floor. Thank you very much. See you guys soon. Love you. Bye.
Sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken, and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
Say goodbye. No one to wish him well. remaining, and I'll wake up every day, do the same damn thing, do the same thing every day, dream the same dreams every night, fight the same battles that I fight, and I can't give up, I won't run out of love, I can't run out of love, run out of love. I don't know what she would do if she knew. Mistakes. I don't want to, but I can't help myself. I can't help myself. So tell me if I'm right. Do you know this time? And I'll wake up every day, do the same damn thing, do the same thing every day, dream the same dream.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
that I ain't got no special right of here. Ain't got no special right of here. Ain't got nobody to run and feel my care. The southern watch a special rising sun. You ride the southern watch a special rising sun. Pray and pray, my special rider should sitting around singing the special ride of blues.
Tracing the tracks of rain.